All right, you little brats, here's your macaroni and cheese. And Cody, I made you some special noodles. I think you'll like it.
Chef Phoebe, you know me so well.
Are those little...
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, dude, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
And I love dickaroni and cheese. Especially the black ones.
Man, I lost my appetite.
Yeah, me too.
Junior, do you notice anything new about me?
You're more annoying than usual.
Shut up, Joseph.
You only have a top lip.
Well, that's true.
No, Junior, I got my ears pierced today. Look, I have waffle earrings in.
Waffle earrings?
Ooh, those hoes ugly as hell. I'm more of a pancake guy. Take my ass to IHOP, you feel me?
Remember when they were IHOP and they pretended they were only gonna do burgers? Nobody believed them.
What, you only got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Junior, my dad just let me get them done.
I thought girls were born with their ears pierced.
Wait, Junior, you thought girls were born with holes in their ears?
Everyone's born with holes in their ears, idiot.
No, I mean extra holes.
Girls already have extra holes. Where do you think babies come from? Their front butts.
What?
Junior, you know these so hot. Actually, if you got your ears pierced. Wait, no. Just one ear pierced. That'd be so hot.
Yeah, you would look pretty hot with an ear piercing.
Well, then I want one of my ears pierced.
Okay, I'm gonna go tell all my friends that I got new earrings.
Joseph, would it be cool if I got one of my ears pierced?
Yeah, maybe. Some rappers do it. Yeah, you look cool.
Oh, I want one of my ears pierced now.
Well, you have to go ask your dad. You're not 18 yet, so you need your parents' permission.
Oh, good looking out, Cody. I don't want my dad to beat my ass.
You asked me to get your ears pierced, you fruity footed ass boy. Next thing you be asking.
What'd your dad say, Junior?
He said maybe when I'm older and out of the house.
Everything okay, dude? We heard screaming.
Yeah, my dad just doesn't want me to get my ears pierced because he said that I might get a staph infection in my ear.
Well, I could just pierce your ear with a needle, you know, sanitize it.
No. I think the only way I can get my ear pierced is if I accidentally pierce it.
How do you accidentally pierce your ear?
Oh, like fall on a needle, dude?
Yeah, something like that. Or like if I got in a fight with you, Cody, and you pulled out a hole punch and punched my ear.
Well, I do always carry a hole puncher. Everybody knows that about me, so I could do that if you want me to.
I just think the hole would be too perfect and my dad would know we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you're right. That's stupid.
Ooh, I got an idea. Now, this might sound crazy, but what if you lay on my roof with a sniper rifle and I go 200 yards away and you shoot me in the ear?
What, Junior, what the fuck? Do you know how hard it would be for me to shoot your ear from 200 yards away with a sniper rifle?
It's not that hard, Cody. Someone just did it a few days ago.
But if I miss, you could die.
Just don't miss.
Yeah, what? If you make it, you'll be cool, dude.
But there's like wind and gravity and a whole bunch of shit. I don't know anything about shooting guns.
You've literally made a time machine before. I think you can shoot me in the ear with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, that is true. I did do that.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just shoot me in the ear and, you know, do it right because, you know, I don't want to die.
Well, okay, I guess I could do that, but, I mean, I've never shot a gun before. This is still very dangerous.
Oh, come on, Cody, just grab a gun and shoot me in the ear.
Well, where am I supposed to get a sniper rifle?
It's America, Cody. You can get a gun anywhere. Just go ask your dad, pull it out of his safe, look under the bed. Just literally go outside, you'll find one.
Yeah, it's probably like hanging on the fence or something, dude.
Yeah, that is kind of a stupid question, you're right. It's not gonna be hard.
Alright, grab a sniper rifle and go up on my roof.
Okay.
All right, Cody, make sure you only shoot my ear.
Okay, Junior, I got you in my sights. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think you got it, Cody.
Did I get it? Sorry, I shot a lot of times. I panicked.
Cody, there's people screaming over there. I think you shot a random person.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, did you get your ear pierced?
Yeah, how's it look?
Oh, dang, dude, that's the wrong ear.
What do you mean the wrong ear?
Junior, did I really shoot someone?
I don't know, maybe there was people screaming. What do you mean the wrong ear?
Dude, you're not supposed to get the right ear pierced. If you get the right one pierced, you're gay.
What, gay?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Apparently, if you get your right ear pierced, everybody knows you're gay.
What? No one told me if I got a specific ear pierced, it would mean I was gay.
Dude, you're supposed to do your research. It's like tattoos. They're permanent. Now move a little closer to Cody. I don't want you grabbing my butt now.
I'm not gay, Cody. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I've heard that. It doesn't mean it's true. I mean, I'm gay as hell, and my right ear's not pierced.
So if my dad sees my right ear pierced, what's he gonna say?
Oh, he's gonna be mad as your gay ass.
Well, I'm not gay. Okay, what if I get both my ears pierced?
Oh, you straight as fuck, dude.
Well, I could just take this hole puncher and even it out.
No, it's gotta look like an accident. Does this look like an accident, Joseph?
Duh, dude. You're missing half of your ear.
What? Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time putting an earring in there.
Okay, well, grab the gun and shoot my other ear.
I'm not gonna shoot your other ear, especially not if I accidentally shot someone else.
Well, no one's gonna know it was you. If it was a random bullet, they probably thought it was like from a gang fight.
A gang fight in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood? The news!
Breaking news and 2K, Donald Duck was randomly shot and killed today. The shooter is identified as this four-eyed freak. If you know who this kid is, please call authorities right away. There's a $10,000 reward for anyone with information that leads to the arrest of this shooter.
So they're not even gonna know it's me, huh, Junior? Well, that's my face plastered all over the fucking news.
Well, hey, at least they used a good photo of you, Cody.
Thank you. I don't really know where they got it, but I wish they'd send it to me. That could go on the gram.
I can't believe you killed Donald Duck.
Well, I didn't mean to kill Donald Duck. I guess one of the bullets just hit him.
Why'd you shoot multiple times? You only had to shoot once.
Well, I didn't know if I hit your ear or not. I panicked, Junior. I panicked.
Well, listen, Cody. We're your best buds. You have nothing to worry about. We would never call the cops and rat on you.
Hey, y'all looking for that four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck? Yeah, I'm sitting right next to his ass. Hey, y'all offering a $10,000 reward? Ooh. Yeah, bring that money. I need that right now. And come and pick his ass up immediately.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Bro, I need that money. I need a payday. And you going to jail anyway.
What the fuck?
Listen, Cody, even if the cops show up at my door, there's no way I would tell them you're here.
Thank you.
Who's at the door? Let me get it.
Yo, Junior, what the fuck? Junior, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Hello?
Do-do-do-do-do. You want it? Well, you gotta tell me where he's at. Where's he at? Tell me where he is. Tell me where the freak is. Come on.
What do you want?
The freak, the four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck. You tell me where he is, you get this money.
How can you afford to give $10,000 just for people who tell you stuff?
Well, it's just like a big safe we have at the police department called reward money. I think it's taxpayer money, honestly. But whenever I have a bunch of gambling debts, I go in there and grab a stack or two every now and then. Nobody notices.
Well, he's upstairs on the couch.
Oh, here you go. You thought? Dumbass bit. No, I only give you the money after I arrest him, dumbass.
All right, officer. Cody's right there.
There you go.
Nigga, that's mine. Thank you, Pookie.
Junior, you said you wouldn't let him in.
Cody, I can't lie to a cop. I don't want to go to jail.
Okay, you're under arrest for the murder of Donald Duck. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law, etc., etc. Put your hands behind your back. Actually, you know what? Don't, because I forgot my handcuffs to my squad car, so please come outside quietly without putting up a fight, because I also forgot my taser and my handgun, because I'm an irresponsible police officer, and last night I went drunk driving in my squad car, and I think I killed a pedestrian, but I don't really remember. You got all that?
I got it.
But officer, I didn't mean to shoot Donald Duck. I was just trying to shoot my friend's ear. Do you want to press charges for him shooting your ear?
No, I told him to shoot me in the ear.
Why are you guys always doing weird shit here? Why can't you guys just be normal kids and do normal kid shit?
Earlier, he was eating macaroni and cheese in the shape of dicks.
See? Like that kind of shit. Just be normal. Come on, you freaks. Let's go to court.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing the case of Cody, who is being accused of shooting beloved Disney icon Donald Duck with a sniper rifle. Cody, why did you do this?
Well, Your Honor, it was a total accident. You see, my friend here wanted to get his ear pierced, and his dad told him he wasn't allowed to get his ear pierced, so he wanted to make it look like an accident. So I was shooting his ear with a sniper rifle, and I shot multiple times, and I guess one of those bullets hit Donald Duck by accident.
That explanation is quite ridiculous, but your friend's ear is wounded, so I do kind of believe you. Mickey Mouse and Goofy, let me hear your side of the story.
Well, Your Honor, me, Goofy, and Donald were chilling at the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Me and Goofy were in the hot tub with the girls.
Bitches, Your Honor, bitches.
And Donald was smoking crack.
That good shit.
And then out of nowhere, his head got blown off.
Well, right the fuck off.
At first we thought it was Bugs Bunny and those damn Looney Tunes. But we looked across the lake and there was a four-eyed freak with a sniper rifle. He killed Donald.
Hang him, Your Honor.
Well, it does seem like a complete accident to me. So, Cody, I find you not guilty of murder, but guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And I sentence you to 3 hours of community service and an unsafety course.
No! 3 hours? Your Honor, please have mercy on me. No! Oh, God, why?
3 hours of community service? That's it? Goofy, we have to get revenge!
Let's shoot him in the fucking head and see how he likes it, Gahoot!
I like that idea.
I heard that, and if you successfully do it, that's premeditated murder. So you know.
3 hours of community service? My life is over.
Don't worry, Cody. You'll make it through it.
Yeah, and they gave you 3 hours community service? Boy, they really bapped your ass.
Yes, they really bapped my ass. Did you buy all that stuff with your snitch money, Joseph?
Yes, sir, Ski, and I'm fresh as fuck.
Cody, you're not worried about how Mickey and Goofy said they're going to shoot you?
Oh, I did hear that, and I am pretty scared. But as long as nobody lets them in the house, I should be fine.
There's someone at the door. Let me go get it.
Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Toby, now!
Go Hulk, die, bitch!
You shot my other ear!
Toby, you rat, you piece of shit!
Well, maybe if your big fucking ears weren't in the way, I'd have a better shot.
Don't talk back to me! If only you're the right kid! Now I gotta go looking for him!
No. You did get the right kid.
What?
The bullet went through my ear. It killed Cody. He was in the living room. It got him.
Oh, okay. Never mind, Toby. We got him.
Oh, thank God.
Is everything okay, Junior? I heard a gunshot.
Oh, it was just Mickey and Goofy trying to kill you. They thought I was you, and they shot me when I opened the door. See, look at my ear.
Well, shit, I'm glad I didn't answer the door then.
At least both of your ears are pierced. Now you don't look gay anymore.
Yeah, I guess it is good that now both of my ears are pierced.
Did I hear both of your ears are pierced, you fruity-ass boy?
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Poopy from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that. Listen to that, Jeffy.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, you know the NBA Finals is on tonight.
Yeah, let's watch basketball.
Oh, I just love watching sweaty guys run around and put balls in holes. You know what's crazy? Whoever puts the most balls in holes wins. It's awesome.
Penelope, you want to watch basketball with us?
No, Junior, I don't have time to watch TV. I have to read my book on how to be a millionaire fast.
Girls can't be millionaires unless their name is Oprah.
Ooh, my black queen.
You know what, Junior? I will be a millionaire by the time I graduate college.
Yeah, right, like you're going to college.
Yes, huh, Junior? Girls go to college to get more knowledge, and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Wait a minute. We get to go to Jupiter?
What?
She just said boys go to Jupiter, so we can actually go? I thought Jupiter was a gas giant. How would we land on there?
We can't.
But she just said boys go to Jupiter, and she's reading a book, so obviously she's smart. So what are you talking about? We can go to Jupiter right now?
Yeah, Junior. Yeah. Totally go to Jupiter, Junior, because that's possible. Good luck with that.
Guys, you just heard Penelope say it's possible for us to go to Jupiter.
I think she just said boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider because it rhymed.
No. She wasn't reading Dr. Seuss. She was reading a smart book. I think she knows what she's talking about. Guys, I did not know boys could go to Jupiter. Is that what they do in Boy Scouts?
No.
Because I would have joined Boy Scouts and got touched to go to Jupiter.
Oh, yeah, just to go to space, then.
Yeah, we get to go to Jupiter? Like, no one tells us stuff like this. Like, they always say that we have to go to college, but they never told us that Jupiter is an option.
They always hide the good stuff, dude.
I know.
How the hell are we supposed to go to Jupiter?
I don't know, but apparently we all get to go to Jupiter because we're boys. I think Jupiter's better than college.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to call NASA and ask them how we get our ticket to Jupiter.
Hey there, somebody call an astronaut?
We did. Wait, why are you wearing your helmet if you're not in space?
Oh, well, I don't really get to go to space very often, so I just wear this helmet so I can feel cool.
Why don't you get to go to space? I thought that's all astronauts got to do.
No, see, we don't really have the same funding that we used to, so I only really get to wear this spacesuit whenever I'm doing kids' birthday parties or somebody paid to have lunch with an astronaut. Is that what we're doing here? We having lunch? Because please no chicken salad. I'm still full from all the chicken salad I had earlier for another kid's lunch. Oh, and no grapes, too, because he kept wanting me to eat grapes with him, and grapes hurt my stomach, so no grapes. So we having lunch or what?
No, we want to go to Jupiter.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, planets are fun.
No, like, we want to go in a space shuttle and go to Jupiter.
I mean, hey, you can go anywhere in your imagination.
No, like, we really actually want to go to Jupiter because there's a saying that says boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, so we want to go to Jupiter.
Well, you can't.
Look, we know you got to get touched to go to outer space, so what's up?
Yeah, I'll pull my pants down right now. Just touch it, I'll go to space.
What are you talking about?
The Boy Scouts. They get touched, they get to go to space.
No, they don't.
Well, then how did the guy from Subway go to space?
He didn't go to space, he went to prison.
Well, listen, we want to go to Jupiter because apparently a bunch of boys have been to Jupiter to get more stupider, and if they got to go, we want to go too.
I assure you, nobody has been to Jupiter. Thank you.
Okay, well, then why can't we go to Jupiter? Why do they say the stupider line?
Well, because it rhymes. Thank you.
Okay, listen, I bet you there's boys on Jupiter right now, you just don't want to send us.
No, look, I could put all your asses on a space shuttle and just kind of shoot it at Jupiter. That's a thing I could do, but I'm not going to do that.
Why won't you do it? Because you can't? You're not allowed? You're not a high enough astronaut to do that?
No, I can do
fine.
It.
If you're not cool enough, you can't do it.
No, I can send, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll send all of you to Jupiter. Sure, let's go to Jupiter. Everybody wants to go to Jupiter? Come on, let's go to Jupiter. Follow me.
Let's go, guys. Yes.
All right, welcome to a room in the Kennedy Space Center. See, you can tell that's where we are because of the space background. You know, I actually made that myself. I bought a black sheet from Walmart, and then I hung it up on a wall, and then I cut some stars out of yellow construction paper, and then I taped them up there. My manager said it was pretty neat. He said, I'd give you a gold star, but it looks like you made some yourself. And that made me feel pretty good. I had my head held up high for the rest of the day. And don't tell anybody, but he gave me extra apple slices in the cafeteria, and Cleotis didn't get any. Cleotis is the janitor, and he has to clean up my construction paper mess.
So you really don't go to space, do you?
No, it's all pretty much just arts and crafts and lunches. It's a lot like preschool.
Oh, well, can we please go to Jupiter, please?
Yeah, okay, I just need you guys to sign these waivers and, don't read them. Like, seriously, don't. Like, please, please do not read them. And while you guys are signing those, I'll go get your spacesuits ready.
Oh, okay. All right, guys, let's sign these things.
Okay, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is my manager says I get 30 extra minutes of recess after lunch. But the bad news is I only have 2 spacesuits, so that means one of you can't go.
Oh, it's all good, homie. I read the waiver anyway, and I'm not going.
What, Joseph, you're not gonna go to space?
Hell no, dude. Black people aren't meant to be in space.
Oh, because we wouldn't be able to see you.
Nah, that's not it, but I'll let you think that. Read the waiver, dude. Bye.
Well, I already signed the waiver. I don't care. I want to go to Jupiter.
Okay, let's get you in these spacesuits.
Come on, Cootis, get them.
Wow, you guys look good in those spacesuits. Let me just take these waivers from you. So Jupiter, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
How long's it gonna take for us to get to Jupiter?
Oh, not long. I mean, it's just gonna be like a trip down to the local grocery store. So like 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wait, so we're really gonna take 6 years to get to Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter's like 363 million billion gajillion quintillion miles away, and you're gonna be traveling at 17,000 thousand wowsand quowsand miles per hour. So yeah, like 6 years.
Wait, Junior, what are we gonna do for 6 years?
Well, I could bring a bunch of movies and snacks. We could have like a movie night for 6 years.
That does sound pretty fun.
Look, I'll go grab some movies and some snacks.
Yeah, make sure you get everything you need before you get in the space shuttle.
Oh man, Cody, I'm so excited.
Oh, Junior, 6 years. It's still not too late to back out.
We're not backing out, Cody. We're gonna go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
I still don't know why we want to get more stupider.
Because everyone else has been to Jupiter except for us, and we need to go.
But what are we gonna do for 6 years?
I brought a bunch of movies and snacks, Cody. We're gonna have a blast.
Okay. Alright, kids, the space shuttle is fueled up and ready to go for your 6 year journey. So you ready for takeoff?
Yeah, we're ready!
Alright, you'll be taking off in 3, 2, 1, lift off! Congratulations, boys. You've now reached outer space.
Oh, wow, Cody, look, we're in outer space!
Yeah, I guess this begins our 6 year journey to Jupiter.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You wanna put on a movie?
Yeah, let me grab the movie.
Wait, the movie?
Yep, here it is.
Wait, what is this?
It's the movie I brought.
Max Keeble's Big Move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else did you bring?
That's it.
What? That's it? Our only movie is Max Keeble's Big Move?
Well, I was looking for movies at a short notice, and the only movie I could find was Max Keeble's Big Move.
Junior, we left Earth for 6 years, and the only thing you brought to entertain us was Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move?
Okay, Cody, listen, calm down. It's a really good movie. So, Max Keeble, right, he's bullied and stuff, and his parents tell him he's moving to, like, a whole other city. So he thinks he can get back at all his bullies, so he does a bunch of bad stuff, thinking he'll never see those people again. But guess what? At the end, his parents tell him they're not moving, and he has to deal with the consequences. Uh-oh.
Yeah, great. So now, when I watch it for the next 6 years, it won't even be a surprise.
Look, Cody, Max Keeble's Big Move is a really good movie.
Junior, Max Keeble's Big Move for 6 fucking years? His move isn't that big, Junior. It can't be.
Look, pop in Max Keeble's Big Move. You're going to see how good it is.
Oh, it better be perfect.
Is everything okay up there? I hear yelling.
Yeah, everything's okay in here.
Oh, yeah. We're just peachy because we decided to leave Earth for 6 years, and the only movie Junior thought to bring was Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
It's a good movie, I promise. Also, I really have to pee. Where's the bathroom on the space shuttle?
Oh, I forgot to tell you kids to pee before you left, because there are no bathrooms in there. Maybe find a bottle or something?
Oh.
There are no bathrooms.
I'll just hold it, Cody. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. I think you can just hold it, Junior. I think you can just hold it for 6 fucking years. Yeah. Just go ahead, try to hold it, Junior. Junior, do you know what our reality is gonna be for the next 6 years? We are going to be watching Max Keeble's Big Move while we piss and shit our pants. That's hell. That's what hell looks like. We are in hell right now. I would rather be in a North Korean work camp than this, because at least they have bathrooms. I think.
But they don't have Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we are winning on that front, are we, Junior?
Look, just watch Max Keeble's Big Move. The movie will cheer you up, I promise, buddy.
Oh, good.
So, Cody, what'd you think of Max Keeble's big move?
It wasn't fucking big enough, I'll tell you that. It wasn't 6 years big. It wasn't that big of a move, Junior.
It's a good movie, Cody.
It was okay, but if you told me I could only watch one movie for the next 6 years of my life, it wouldn't be Max Keeble's big move. That wouldn't even be in the top 10,000 list of movies.
It's in my top 25.
No, it shouldn't be. You need to watch more movies, which we could have been doing for the next 6 goddamn years.
Okay, look, I think you're just hungry and you need to eat.
What did you bring to eat?
I brought a pepperoni pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah.
One pizza.
Yeah.
Junior, you needed to bring us food for the next 6 years. This isn't going to last us 1 year or 1 month or even 1 week.
Once again, I was in a rush. I didn't have time.
Oh, yeah, you were in a rush. You were clearly in a rush. You grabbed one pizza and one copy of Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
Should I have grabbed two copies of it?
No! You should have done literally anything else.
Okay, look. There has to be more food in here. Look at this, Cody. Look, under the cupboard thing. It's over here. 12 years worth of raisins? Look, they even overpacked raisins in case we get super hungry.
12 years?
What's wrong?
Junior, I just realized something and now I'm even more upset.
What?
It's gonna take us 6 years to get to Jupiter. And it's gonna take us another 6 years to come home. That's 12 years of Max fucking Keeble's big fucking move! Junior, I can't do it. I can't take 12 years of Max Keeble. My Max Keeble was 6 years. I can't do 12 years, Junior. I'm gonna die up here.
Lily, just eat some raisins and calm down.
I don't wanna eat any goddamn raisins, Junior. I don't wanna be here. I wanna leave. And I can't even hang myself because there's no gravity.
Oh, and then we didn't bring a gun either.
No!
Okay, look, let's just turn on the behind the scenes to Max Keeble.
Are you sure, Junior? Are you sure you want to do that now? Maybe we should do it next year, or the year after, or the year after that, or the year after that!
Well, the movie just ended. I think that's our 1,000th time watching Max Keeble's big move.
Keeble. Max Keeble.
You okay, Cody?
Me with Keeble.
Oh, you want me to restart it?
Yeah, Keeble it up. You know, Junior, I tried to claw my eyes out a year ago, but that didn't work.
I know, I can tell that, buddy.
You want to roleplay Max Keeble again?
Oh, we've already roleplayed Max Keeble 5 times today.
But what else do we have to do?
Okay, fine.
I'll be Max Keeble, you be my parents.
All right.
Mom, Dad, I'm getting bullied at school.
Well, your dad got a new job in another city, so we're going to move.
Oh, cool. I guess that means I can do whatever the fuck I want with no consequences because nobody's going to know where I am after I move.
Hey, Max, we're not moving anymore.
Aw, shit. I ruined my whole life. I'm Max Keeble.
Yeah. Hey, you want another box of raisins?
Sure. Why not? That's all I know. I don't even remember the taste of the pizza we had in the first 2 days. You remember the pizza time, Junior? The beautiful pizza time in the first 2 days?
I remember, buddy.
I missed that. Keeble, Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Keeble, Max.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble, Keeble.
Keeble, Max, big.
Big move, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max.
Keeble big.
Big move.
Keeble big move-le Max.
Max Meeble.
Max Meeble move-le Meeble mig biggle.
Keeble Max move.
Keeble miggle biggle wiggle.
Oh my god, there's a ship coming towards Jupiter! We'll have to use our tractor beam to intercept it to bring him on board and find out who they are.
Big Keeble Max move?
Big Max Keeble move.
Move Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max big?
Max Keeble?
Big move.
Max Keeble big move!
What are you guys doing near Jupiter? We guard Jupiter to make sure no one gets too close, cause the gas makes you stupider.
Well, Keeble's big move.
Keeble Max move.
Max is Keeble's move.
You're speaking some kind of weird language.
Max Keeble's big move?
Big Keeble move.
Listen, if you guys don't have anything to show us that to prove you're not space pirates, I'm gonna have to vaporize both of you!
Keeble's big move, Max!
Keeble big move!
Max move!
Max Keeble's big move!
What is that?
Max Keeble's big move.
Let me see this. Max Keeble's big move.
Big move.
Laugh out loud funnel.
Keeble.
Max Keeble.
I want to laugh. You know what? Since you guys gave me something cool, I'm going to go ahead and teleport you back to the home planet.
Big move.
No, Max Meeble.
No, Max Keeble.
Max Keeble. Max Keeble. No.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Max
Keeble's move.
Big Keeble.
Max Meeble's move.
Big Keeble.
Big move Keeble.
Big Keeble.
Big Keeble move. Max Keeble. Max Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Big move, Keeble?
Keeble, Keeble. I mean, we're home.
Oh my god, Cody. We're finally home after 6 years. Look, the red couch.
Junior, you know what this means? I can finally take a shower and wash all the shit that's been caked on my ass for the last 6 years.
And we can eat something other than raisins.
And I can finally watch something other than Max Keeble's big move. But now that I'm home, I think I really just want to watch Max Keeble's big move and eat raisins and shit my pants.
Yay, gee!
Oh, man, I can't wait to play Fortnite with my friends. Okay, let me invite Joseph. And let me invite Cody. I can't wait for them to see my Juice WRLD skin.
What's up, dude? Oh, man, I can't wait to get some kills.
Joseph.
What's up, bro?
What is your skin?
Black. What kind of silly-ass question is that, dude?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Cody.
Yeah, Junior? Said my name, Junior. Did you mute your mic, Junior?
Oh, dude, I think his ass is lagging. Cheap-ass internet.
Hey. Added Big Hero 6 to Fortnite!
Oh yeah, he's part of the new season.
Heck yeah, dude, I love this skin. This is definitely the hardest skin they dropped in a while.
It's not hard, Joseph. I'm not playing with you unless you change your skin.
Whoa, dude, that's racist, even for you.
No, I'm being serious, guys. I'm not playing with Big Hero 6. I will not do it. It's the worst movie ever.
But Junior, he's so cool.
And I spent so many V-Bucks on this damn skin, I'm gonna wear it. I could've chose Ice Spice to shake my ass all over this damn map, but I chose to keep it PG, and I chose Baymax.
No, seriously, Joseph, change your skin or I'm not playing with you.
Bro, I'm not Michael Jackson. I can't change my skin at fucking will. Look, they're not gonna tell that I'm black on the gang. I do need to change the alarm because it's been going off for a while, but they're not gonna tell.
Listen, you know, I'm kicking you, Joseph.
What, bro?
And I'm kicking you, Cody.
Oh, come on, Junior, don't be such a
Alright, no more Big Hero 6. I need to breathe. There's no way they ruin Fortnite like that. I'm just gonna play by myself as my Juice WRLD skin. I'm gonna play by myself. Okay, it's just me and another player left. I'm in the top two. Where is he? It's a Baymax! Die, Baymax! Die, you stupid piece of shit! Oh, I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna win. Oh, die, Baymax. You stupid piece of shit. Oh, no way am I gonna lose to a Baymax! No, I'm not... No. Fucking way.
Man, I can't wait to try my firehouse casserole.
What the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing?
I'm destroying my PS5.
Why?
Because I hate Big Hero 6.
What? The damn movie?
Yes, the damn movie, Chef Pee-Pee. It's the worst movie ever made. There's this 14-year-old boy named Hero, right? And he's doing underground illegal robot fights. And his older brother's like, you should go to college. He's 14, Chef Pee-Pee. Why would he go to college? He should be in high school. Oh, he's super smart. You know, he's really smart because he can build these nanobots that can build a skyscraper in 2 seconds. He doesn't need to go to college. He literally can sell that to a construction company and make billions. You know what? Hold on. Let me make a little thing to show you how I think the movie should have went.
How Big Hero 6 should have went. By Junior. Hey, Hero, you should stop doing underground illegal robot fights and go to college. But Tadashi, I don't need to go to college. I literally can build robots already. But, Hero, if you go to college, you could probably get, like, a better career. And my college is having this competition thing that if you make the best invention, you get a free scholarship to college. Okay, I guess I'll try it. The day of the competition thingy. Alright, everyone, I built these microbots that can literally build skyscrapers in 2 seconds out of nothing. They can just build big towers. Congratulations, you win the scholarship to our university. You know what, Mr. Professor, now that I think about it, I don't need to go to college. I literally just built this without college. I built microbots out of nothing. I think I'm just going to sell this to construction companies for billions of dollars and retire at 14 years old. Hey, Tadashi, didn't you build a robot balloon guy that can scan people and x-ray people and diagnose cancer and literally cure people? Yeah, you should sell that to the pharmaceutical companies for billions and we both retire and live on a yacht. Okay, and we both did that. We sold our inventions for billions, maybe even trillions of dollars, and now we live on a yacht and no one died in an explosion. And now girls with big boobies are giving us drinks. And even Baymax is getting a drink from a girl with big boobies.
So what does that have to do with your PlayStation that you just destroyed?
Well, they put Big Hero 6 in Fortnite.
So don't play Fortnite anymore. Problem solved.
You're right, Chef Pee-Pee.
Exactly.
I should go to the Fortnite headquarters and complain and tell them I'll never play the game again.
That's not what I said.
Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I'm going to go tell them that if they don't take Big Hero 6 out of the game, I'm never going to play again.
Don't. Please don't. Don't embarrass yourself.
Fuck yeah.
Sir? Uh-huh. Are you working?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I need your character approvals for next season.
Where do I put those? No. Ah, right here, underneath all of my money. Get that out of there. You did a good job on these, by the way. I really like Rosa Parks. That's a great idea. You already start out on a bus. It's perfect. Just make sure she jumps out the back. I love P. Diddy. That's a great idea. He's very popular right now. Everyone's going to love that. Just make sure you do the emo where he squirts baby oil everywhere. That's going to go crazy. Snoopy, I like the idea. Just make sure you fix the hitbox, make him a little bit taller, and give him a Woodstock backpack. People are going to like that. Oh, yeah, same thing with Garfield. Just give him a lasagna backpack and an emote where a little speech bubble comes out that says, I hate Mondays. Tell you what, let's only sell him on Tuesday through Sunday. Oh, yeah. And then, what the hell is this?
That's Mickey Mouse, sir.
I know, but why is it Mickey Mouse?
Well, because Mickey Mouse would make us a lot of money.
See, that's the problem, Susan. I already make a lot of money. In fact, I make $20 billion a year on a free game. They don't have to pay money, but they do. If I release Mickey Mouse, the world is going to go fucking bananas. Because then I got to release Minnie and Goofy and Donald, and then I'll make so much money, I'll fucking die. I already released Mrs. Incredible, so I got the whole world jeeving out there right now. So maybe let's let my pants dry before I blow my load on Mickey.
I'll take that as a no. Sir, they want the old map back.
Yeah, well, you know what I would like? A little bit of fucking challenge in my life. Something to be hard for once, because I have the easiest life in the world. All I do is sit here and make money doing nothing. Jack shit. Do you know, I pissed my pants this morning just to feel something. I actually went into a Walmart today. A fucking Walmart, Susan, just to see what goes on in there. Turns out it's a store. I actually bought one of these things. Isn't that fun? Cost me a quarter. I haven't seen one of those since 2016. I had to borrow one from somebody else, and I had to pay them $100 for it with a $100 bill, because that's literally all I have.
Sir, can I take your lunch order?
Yeah, it's gonna be this, because this is all I eat now. This and sometimes a tomato with a face on it, because this is what food is to me now.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Fortnite,
No. Mr. Fortnite is my father. Please, call me Mr. Epic Games.
Do you seriously want me to call you that?
I do.
Mr. Epic Games, someone is buzzing at the door.
Oh, great, let him in. Maybe they have a storage unit I can put all of my money in, because God knows the banks won't talk to me anymore, because their vaults are all filled to the ceilings with fucking cash. I'm having to start burying my money like a pirate.
Okay. Sir, this gamer has a complaint.
Fucking finally, some conflict! I gotta light up a cigar for this, it's a special occasion.
You're releasing Mickey Mouse?
No, stop looking at me. Alright. Let's hear it. What's your complaint?
I fucking hate Fortnite.
Oh, my man! I know, right? Fuck this game. Fuck that. It sucks, right? So come on, tell me, what did we do wrong?
You put Big Hero 6 in the game.
Oh, fuck Big Hero 6. Susan, what is a Big Hero 6?
He's talking about Baymax.
Baymax? Like Max Keeble? I know we were talking about putting him in. Did we actually add him?
No, he's the white balloon man.
White balloon man? Susan, did you put Up in the game? I told you it doesn't make any sense. His hitbox is too small.
No. He's talking about the character Baymax.
Baymax.
A white balloon superhero.
White balloon. Oh, yeah, I think I approve that. You talking about this guy?
Yeah, I fucking hate that. Why the fuck did you put that in the game?
What's your problem with this guy?
He sucks. I hate him. I hate the movie he's based on.
Okay, so what does that have to do with Fortnite?
Well, you put him in the game, and I hate him, so every time I see him in the game, I turn the game off and I stop playing.
You stop playing?
I stop playing forever.
You're going to stop playing forever?
Yep.
Well, then he's staying in.
I just said I was going to stop playing the game.
Yeah, I know what you said. That's why he's staying in. Listen, kid, I hate this. I hate being this rich. I don't know what to do with myself. I am waiting for the day when Susan comes in and tells me I'm losing everything. Nothing would make me happier. I would cry tears of joy. So if this makes you stop playing the game, this is going to be the whole next season. Fuck it. We'll do all the characters. Make them blue. I don't give a fuck.
I'm never going to play ever again.
Oh, please. I'm already hard.
Well, I mean, I love Fortnite.
Okay, now you're losing me.
But ever since you add him in the game, I hate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stop telling my friends not to play it anymore.
And I'm hard again. Oh, thank you.
No, I'm going to tell my friends to stop playing. I'm going to tell everyone to uninstall. I'm going to tell everyone to delete it.
Please. I can only get so hard.
Oh, you know, I'm out of here.
Oh, man. I hope he does tell everybody to stop.
Sir, your battle bus is here to take you home.
I am so tired of that goddamn flying bus. I don't want to parachute home anymore.
Hey, Junior, you called us over?
Yeah, you don't want to, dude?
Wait, Junior, did you make Baymax out of Play-Doh?
Yup.
Oh, dude, that's sick. I thought you hated Big Hero 6.
Nope, I only make things I love out of Play-Doh.
Yeah, that is your rule.
I just got done watching Big Hero 6 for the third time.
You know what my favorite part of Big Hero 6 is, guys? My favorite part of this stupid, amazing movie is that when Baymax and Hero are stuck in this time portal thing, the hole is closing up, so Baymax shoots his fist off, and Hero rides it, and he gets through the hole at the very last second, and then the portal closes, and you think, Baymax is dead forever, no more Baymax, but guess what? Baymax put his little computer chip thing inside his hand, and Hero opens it up and says, "Oh, here's a computer chip." You know what Hero does? Hero rebuilds Baymax like a fucking grilled cheese. Just remakes him. But just like that. Like, you know, his brother, his older brother, spent his whole life making Baymax. And his little brother just makes him. Just fuck it. Just can remake him like a goddamn grilled cheese. Nothing special. Can just make it like a fucking Lego castle.
So that was the thing you liked about the movie?
Oh, my favorite part. My absolute favorite. No, actually, no. It's a close one. It's a very close one. It's either that or my other favorite part is when this fucking the professor guy steals the microbots and he's mad that his daughter's missing inside the time portal. So you know what he does? You know what he does to get back at the world because his daughter's stuck in time and space? He rides nanobots around the city like a fucking surfboard.
Sir!
Not now, Susan. I'm playing my tiny violin because I'm so sad about how much money I have.
Well, sir, this might make it worse.
What?
Well, you remember that kid that came in here claiming that he hated Fortnite?
Oh, don't make me hard.
Well, now he's telling everyone to play Fortnite and buy that Baymax skin!
Fucking what? Why? He said he hated Baymax!
I guess he changed his mind. He's telling everyone to pay for it!
No. How much money am I making?
Billions.
No! No! Bullet, take him off the store right now!
Hooray!
Oh, God, no! Not money! Too much money! God, why do you hate me?
See, the plot just makes so much sense, guys. Because, look, if my daughter was stuck in time and space, I would try to steal an invention that would help me get her back. Not little microbots that can just build buildings. That doesn't make any sense. See, if he would have saw, like, Hero's invention, and Hero's invention, like, could go into space and, like, find missing people, I'd fucking steal that shit and blow up a building and kill someone. But you know what? No, I'm just going to steal little nanobots and just ride it like a wave. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And all the other kids in this college, they can build super cool shit. They can all build super cool shit. The news is on.
Breaking news, MK. Fortnite is removing the Big Hero 6 character skin because it was selling too many copies. Also, the CEO of Fortnite is now dead after his parachute failed to deploy after he jumped out of the battle bus.
Yes! Yes! They removed it! They removed it! Fuck you, Baymax! Fuck you! Fuck you, stupid Baymax, piece of shit, dumb Play-Doh.
We should build this robotic smart machine. You can build up to 8 different kinds of robots. Like, we could build a bug, or a gorilla, or a dinosaur, or, or Playtime. Playtime's cool, too.
So, Sally, how was school today?
Oh, it was okay. I got a C on my... I got a C on my Spanish test.
Oh, no bien. Really, a C? I can't believe you. How are you going to communicate with your future stepdad? You should probably ask him for help for your homework. He speaks really good Spanish.
¿Necesitas ayuda?
Mom, I have no idea what he's saying.
You know, I think our school should teach our kids English. You know, the language our country speaks. Not that made-up Mexican bullshit.
Damn it, Julian, why are you smoking in the kitchen? You know I have asthma.
Well, why are you bringing Mexicans to the dinner table? You know I have asthma against Mexicans at my dinner table that you're banging.
Well, Dad, smoking is really bad for you.
You know what else is bad for you? Being in a country that you don't have legal papers to be a fucking citizen in.
You know what else is bad for you? Not being able to provide for your damn family because you're a drunk hillbilly.
You know what else is bad for you? Banging a Mexican and bringing him to my dinner table when he's not supposed to be in this country.
Why do you keep on bringing up his damn race?
I'm just bringing up that he's Mexican.
That's his race.
Yeah, Dad, you do say that a lot.
Every time.
Well, I'm just glad that I voted for someone that's going to clean up this country and stop people from banging my wife that are Mexican.
You know what? You need to just worry about getting a damn job.
Well, I'm sitting by the phone waiting for the many job applications that I applied to call me back.
No one's going to call you because you're a freaking drunk racist.
I'm only drunk and racist.
See?
So listen. The phone is ringing. I'm going to answer this because it's a job. And everyone shut up. Come here. I'm get this job.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Junior?
Oh, my God. It's immigration. Run, run, run.
Ah, Papa, no!
Run!
No, really, Junior?
No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Junior. I don't know if he has his papers.
He doesn't. Yeah, this is Junior.
Hello, we are calling in regards to the job application you submitted earlier today. We are wanting to possibly interview you for tonight.
Oh, I could do it tonight.
Perfect. What time are best for you? Maybe right now?
Oh, I can do right now. Anything to get me away from my ugly-ass family.
Perfect.
All right, see you soon.
So who was that? One of your hookers?
I wish, but no. It was actually a job that wants to interview me tonight. And they want my qualifications because it's a very prestigious job and they want my skills.
I didn't know ass wiping was an actual job.
Okay, I'll be back with a high-paying job, guys.
Yeah, right.
thank you for coming to Fresh Mart. How far may I be of help to you today?
My name's Junior. I'm here for a job interview.
Okay, perfect, perfect. For the interview, I do need to ask you some preliminary question, okay?
You need to ask me Illuminati questions.
No, some preliminary question.
Okay.
My question for the interview, can you answer?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Do you know how far to count the money?
Yes, I know how to count money. I used to work in a big corporate job, and we handled millions of dollars, so I know how to do that stuff.
Okay, very good, very good. Next question. Do you for have your diver license?
No, I do not have a diver's license, but I don't know why I would need a diver's license to work at a grocery store, unless you have to dive to get the inventory in the back.
No, no. Listen, very good. Listen. Your diver license.
Bitch, I heard you the first time. I don't have a diver's license, but why would I need a diver's license to work at a grocery store? Do you have a diver's license?
Yes, I do have diver license, okay?
Oh my god, you go diving all the time? Like, how deep have you been?
No, no, listen, listen. How far you get to this interview today?
I sure as fuck didn't dive to get here. I drove my car.
Okay, do you have license for your car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have diver license.
No, do not have a diver's license, but I have a driver's license for my car.
Yes, perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, last question. Do you have any reference for the job?
Oh, I used to work at Papa Murphy's Pizza, so yeah. I mean, we ended that job mutually because I was such a good person at my job that he wanted to see me succeed.
Okay, perfect. Very good, very good. I would give him a call very quick. Stay right here.
No, I wouldn't call Papa Murphy. He got in a car accident and died last week and lost his voice.
Hello? Hello? I am Farhood from Fresh Mart. I am calling in regards to an applicant who has used you as a reference on his application.
Okay. Well, who is it?
His name is Junior.
What? Who the fuck is Junior? Oh, that broken nose sucker here, motherfucker! Is that your man with reference? Oh, hell no! That nigga owe me money! He can't use me as a fucking shit! Until he pays me back! He's been running goddamn boxes every single time he gets paid! So you should be putting my damn name on that damn paycheck every single time! Papa Murphy! P-A-P-A Murphy, bitch!
Okay, perfect. We will do that. Thank you so very much. He said that we could hire you, okay?
What? He said that?
Yes.
What? He must have actually gotten a car accident and bumped his head because there's no way in hell. Okay, well, if he said he could hire me, did I get the job?
Yes, of course you have the job.
Well, when can I start?
You can start right now, okay? Come here.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a job. I can start making money, provide for my family, kick the Mexican out of my house.
Hey, man. Just these pastos.
Okay.
You gotta crank it by hand.
Yeah, that's cheap Indian shit. Okay, that'll be $3, I guess.
All I have is 90.
I said it was $3.
I know, but I only have 90.
Well, I see there's 3 10s and 3 20s. You can just give me 1 10.
No, I can't. They're all glued together. See, I had glue in my pocket, and all the bills got glued together.
Well, we can't accept money that's been glued together.
But that's legal tender. You have to take that.
I don't even have 87 ones.
Well, how am I going to get my pastos?
Well, I guess you're not going to get your pastos unless you have a credit card.
Well, I don't have a credit card. I just have glued cash. Wait. Aren't you the garbage man I punched in the face who cried like a little bitch?
Wait, aren't you the guy that's not about to get his can of pastos?
Whatever, man. I don't even need my pastos. Let's take my glued money elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you're not welcome here. Your kind's not welcome here.
Junior, did you just tell a customer his kind are not welcome here?
Yeah, because he walked in here talking about some bullshit, saying Indians are stinky, so I was just defending you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dean. You know what? You are so for deserving a raise in 3 to 6 months.
Yes, I am deserving of a raise. I'm doing a really good job over here. But I would say the register is low on money. There's only a few ones in there.
Okay, you just need to have more customers for more money in the register, okay?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because if we don't have any change to give back, then we'll lose a lot of customers.
Yes, but if you have more customers, they give you more money to put in the register, okay? You just need more customers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good luck.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, Corbin, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, come on, Sally. It's just an Indian lady that works here. She's not going to ID us. Plus, if she does, I'll just sing.
Oh, you're right. That always works. Excuse me, ma'am. We'd like to buy these beers. Oh, shit, it's my dad.
Sally, you're trying to buy beer and Corbin Blue.
We're 21, 21. We don't have our IDs because they're in the car. Don't ask for them. We park very far. We park very far.
Get out of here. You guys can't buy beer. You're not 21. I know you're not 21. And Sally, if you're going to steal those beers, put them in my fridge. This job is so boring. We barely have any customers. Ooh, I didn't know we sold scratch-offs. Might as well do it while I'm on the job. Get me out of this shithole.
Junior, I come in for tell you that I have mailed out your first paycheck, okay? I just want to make sure that I got the name on the check correct, okay?
Okay.
I put P.A. P.A. Murphy, okay?
Wait, no, that's not my name. That's Papa Murphy. Why would you write the check to Papa Murphy?
Because when I do the call for the reference, he tell me you owe him very much many money, okay?
What, so, you don't give him my money? I don't owe that motherfucker money. Wait a minute, what's that? Fart Hoon! I just want $1 million!
Fart Hoon, and did you pay for that?
You take it out of my paycheck! I just want $1 million!
Okay.
Oh, delicioso! Tres leches!
Hey, cerveza, how about that one, Step Pops?
You think we have time for a microwave quickie like hoppy, 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 hoppy?
Simpapilla!
God, you're making my chalupa moist, baby.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, who's calling? Oh, shit, it's the Monopoly Man. I just passed go. Beep.
Oh, my God, Jim, where did you get all that damn money?
Let's just say Uncle Sam said he picked me to cash his checks. Beep.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying I'm glad I live in a country where I can win the lottery, baby!
There's no way in hell you won the lottery, do you? You can't even afford a ticket.
I was at this Indian grocery store, and I said, give me one of them tickets. I'm feeling lucky. I scratched it, and God said, you're my favorite, baby!
Oh, my God! We're rich! We're really, really rich!
We're rich!
We're rich.
Okay, what's with all this we, we're, no, there is no we, there is no we're, there's only me. I'm rich, I'm the one with the paper, I'm the one with the money, I'm not picking any of you guys to have my money.
Stop being selfish, Junior, we are rich, we are a family, yes, we won the lottery, you gotta spend it with us.
Well, actually, the only person I have to take care of is Sally, so there's your cut. And no, I'm not dealing with you, you banged a Mexican in my house.
I only banged that Mexican to motivate you, you actually got a job because I banged that Mexican. If I didn't slide on his penis, you wouldn't actually be working. Right now. You wouldn't be rich. You should be thanking God that I slid on his penis.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? You did motivate me. You motivated me to win the lottery and have millions and to leave your fucking ass. You're cheating, stupid fucking ass. I might keep the Mexican to clean my toilets, but no. You know what? You and Frito-Lay are gone.
No. No, you're supposed to be in love with me because I love you forever.
You don't love me forever. You didn't love me when you were sliding on his Taco Bell chalupa.
I did. I was still thinking of you even though I was on top of him.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. You're just a fucking slut. You know what? There's going to be a lot of change around here. A lot of single, hot, sexy women just jumping on me. They'll jump on my chalupa.
No!
Then you know what? I'm gonna go outside because I think I rubbed a lamp. And there's a genie outside! Beep!
What?
Okay, genie, I'm ready for my 3 wishes!
Oh my God, you're so hot.
And rich.
Yeah, I'm definitely the last one. So, this is a 4-seater car. So tell me why there's so many Benjamin Franklin! It's a ton of the police!
Sir, are you drinking and driving?
What? No, this car is parked. I am drinking, but me and these girls are about to have a human centipede, and I was going to be in the middle. And the one in the back is not going to be very happy because I don't wipe so well. When you're wiping with hundreds!
Sir, I'm going to need you to get out of the vehicle.
You want to join this centipede?
No, especially after what I just heard.
Oh, no, you don't have to be in the bag. You can be in the front. I mean, well, how do you wipe? Do you use money, too?
No.
Well, you use wet wipes? You use wet wipes, you can be in front of me.
You know what? I'm going to perform a sobriety test. Say your ABCs.
Oh, if you do the human centipede and you're in front of me, you'll feel the ABCs. A, B, C.
Please stop it.
Oh, listen, baby. How much money for you to strip search yourself?
No, you're under arrest.
For what?
For driving drunk.
I was not driving. The car was in park. Ladies, did this car ever move?
No, this car never moved.
Oh, I mean, it's about to move. It's about to go
get
back.
Get out of the car. You're getting a DUI.
What? Oh, you want a DUI? Trump banned DEI.
No, a DUI.
Oh, a DUI. You want my D? You want my D? A D for you? For my?
No.
A DUI?
DWI.
DWI. Driving while insanely rich?
Get up against the car. You're under arrest.
Oh, shit. I like where this is going. Turn your body cam on. This is police sexuality, brutality. Baby, yeah, keep going.
Junior, stop it. You're being weird.
No, seriously. For the playtime, you should totally do it. You should go crazy.
No, Junior, we're done. You made it weird. I'm leaving.
I made it weird. No! I thought you... Oh, wow, Penelope. Way to ruin playtime. Oh, well, you guys are leaving too. Oh, well, you're the one who made it weird. It was not weird until you made it weird. God. Darn it. Oh, come on, Cody. There's no way you think your pigeon driving a peanut's going to beat my dinosaur driving a motorcycle.
No way, Junior. There's no way your dinosaur driving a motorcycle's going to beat my pigeon driving a peanut.
Well, then let's go outside and run it.
Well, come on, Junior. Whip it out if it's so big.
Junior!
Oh, thank God you're here, Penelope. I need you to settle an argument.
Yes, I would totally choose the bear.
There is no bear to choose from, Penelope. There's a dinosaur driving a motorcycle versus a pigeon driving a peanut.
Oh, well, I guess the peanut is a bit more aerodynamic.
Yes, thank you.
You guys just like nuts in your mouth.
Yes, I do.
Junior, I have a surprise for you.
You're going to dye your hair blonde so you're attractive?
What?
Nothing?
Junior, just look away and hold out your hand.
Cody, I think I'm going to feel hoo-hoos for the first time.
Okay, Junior, when she's done, give me your other hand and don't look. I got something for you to squeeze and tug.
All right, Junior, now you can look. What do you think?
What is it?
It's a bracelet with my name on it, so now you can always be thinking about me.
Gay.
Shut up, Cody. And look, I have a bracelet with your name on it, so now we can always be thinking about each other.
Double gay.
Shut up, Cody. Well, Junior, what do you think?
That's cool.
Well, it doesn't seem like you like it, Junior.
Well, I do like it. I just already have these black things on my wrist, and my wrist feels really cluttered.
Well, mine is prettier, Junior, and don't ever take it off. Otherwise, I will break up with you, and I'll move in with my grandparents in Iowa.
Triple gay?
What happened that was triple gay?
Just you wearing it.
Well, she said I can't take it off or she's going to break up with me, Cody.
Okay, fine. If you want everybody thinking your name is Penelope.
What? Oh, okay, why would I wear a bracelet with my own name on it?
Well, you wear a bib with your own name on it. And speaking of which, why do you wear a bib? How old are you?
Well, because I'm a messy eater, Cody, and I don't want to stain my orange shirt. My great-great-grandmother gave me this shirt and she died.
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't look at my wrist.
It's kind of hard not to look at that gay shit.
Just don't look at it. Look, it's behind my head. Just don't look at it.
Okay, fine. Oh, Junior, I just heard your front door open and close. Now, I'm assuming that's Joseph and not an intruder. But if it is Joseph, we should ask his opinion about your bracelet. And if it's an intruder, we should scream.
Freeze! This is a robbery! Now empty your pockets!
Dan, intruder! We had a 50-50 chance.
I said empty your pockets!
I don't have pockets.
Me neither.
Well, give me that dinosaur and that peanut pigeon over there.
Okay, you can take them. But first, which one do you think would win in a race?
Yeah, I guess I'll find out later. Now, give me! Yeah. Now, I gotta kill both of you so there's no witnesses.
But I'm gay.
Yeah, I can't kill a gay guy. People will think I'm homophobic. Looks like I just gotta kill you. Ah, shit. You're gay too. Look at that bracelet. I can't kill two gay guys. Keep your stuff.
But I'm not gay.
Junior, shut up.
But I'm not gay, Cody.
Yeah, but that bracelet saved your life, and it saved our race animals. Wait, Junior, your front door just opened and closed again. Now, either that's Joseph or a pizza guy, because we did order pizza 30 minutes ago.
Hey there, pizza time. I saw a guy with a gun leaving, so I assumed you wouldn't be answering the door. That'll be $14.99.
Okay, let me get the money. All I have is a 10.
Well, that's not $14.99. I ought to beat your ass. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want a hate crime on my hands. You know, since you're gay and all. Yeah, I saw the bracelet. It has my daughter's name on it. That's weird. So yeah, I'll take the $10. I already feel kind of bad because I ate 3 slices of your pizza. Call me hungry because I'm Howie. Damn it, that's not it. Call me Howard. No, God damn it! I practiced this in the car when I was eating your pizza. I must be Howie because I was hungry. That's why I ate 3 slices of your pizza. So now I'm not hungry. I'm full. I'm full Howie. No longer hungry Howie. I don't know. Just enjoy your fucking pizza.
Ooh, looks like I made it just in time. The pizza's here.
Yeah, Joseph, you missed a weird day. This robber came in and held me and Cody at gunpoint.
What? Nobody got shot?
No, he thought we were gay, so he didn't shoot us. He didn't want to get canceled.
Understandable. You know, with Cody and everything. Wait, what the hell is that, dude?
What?
Dude, that pink bracelet is fruity as hell.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, Penelope made me a bracelet because she's my girlfriend.
She's gonna have your ass wearing a bra and high heels next and strutting up and down the highway giving blowies for 25 cents.
Oh, please. Junior, keep wearing that.
Now, listen, guys, there's nothing wrong with this bracelet. You guys don't even have girlfriends that would make you a bracelet.
Dude, should I get you a wig and, you know, makeup?
Come on, guys. Just stop making fun of me. I have to wear this. If I take it off, she's gonna break up with me.
Wait. Hold up. My feng shui is all fucked up. Something's wrong. Joseph, switch with me. That's my side of the couch.
No, dude. I don't see your name on the couch.
Joseph, switch with me. I like that side of the couch.
No, I'm not switching with you, dude. Make me.
Joseph, please. I've always sat on that side of the couch. That's my side of the couch.
Ugh, fine.
Oh, this is much better. This is where I belong. Now, Joseph, who would win in a race? A pigeon and a peanut or a dinosaur and a motorcycle?
I don't know about all that, but I know who would win the gayest person on this planet. Junior with that damn bracelet.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off.
Thank you. Finally.
Ugh, you'll never see me wear that stupid dumb bracelet ever again.
Damn, Junior, I didn't know your balls were so big.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. As long as you don't wear that bracelet, you're straight.
Yeah, I don't need that stupid dumb bracelet.
Junior, I'm back.
Oh, God, can you help me put it back on, please?
Junior, I thought you weren't going to wear it.
If I'm not wearing it, Penelope's going to break up with me. Help me put it back on.
Okay, gay boy.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Penelope. Look, I'm still wearing the bracelet. I never took it off. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, great. Well, my dad was just here, and he told me he delivered a pizza, so I was hoping to get a slice.
Yeah, get you a slice.
Grab a slice of that pepperoni.
Ew, I don't like pepperoni. I thought it was sausage. Bye, Junior.
What is this pink goo on top of the pizza box?
Yeah, everyone look at the pink goo and not this bracelet.
Junior, I can't believe you were so gay you put the bracelet back on.
Yeah, dude, you were craving penis that bad.
Well, no, guys, you know if I take it off, Penelope will break up with me.
Okay, whatever you say. Gay boy.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off again. You're never going to see me wear that stupid darn bracelet never, ever, never again.
I don't believe you, Junior. I think you're going to put it back on as soon as you see Penelope again.
Nope, nope, that's not going to happen, I swear.
Let me break it.
What?
Let me break that bill. You don't need it. Let me break that bill.
The bracelet? You break it?
Yeah, break that bill in half. Stomp on it if I have to.
Let him break it, Junior.
Let him break it.
So you're saying you want to break the bracelet?
Yeah, I want to split that bitch down the middle. Mm-hmm. Stomp on it. Curse on that bill. Let me break that bill.
You're saying you want to break the bracelet?
I want to break that motherfucker. Let him break that bill.
Let him break it, Junior.
Yeah, sure, break it. I mean, I don't need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Unless you're loyal to the penis.
No, no, I don't like penis. What the hell are you talking about?
If you like penis, I won't break it. All you got to do is tell me, bro.
No, I don't like penis. No, you can break it.
Bro, just be honest with me. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it or penis.
Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it! Ah! A penis! 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 Penis!
Oh, Junior, have some dignity. I mean, good choice, but still.
Dude, it's for the best.
No, Penelope's gonna break up with me when I don't have it on my wrist, and especially because it's in a lot of pieces.
No, she's not, dude, because you're gonna tell her, hey, ho, I'm no pet. You can't tell me what to do.
You're right, Joseph. I'm going to say that to her next time I see her big, dumb, stupid face.
Junior, I'm back!
Oh, no, it's in so many pieces! She's going to break out with me! Give me all the pieces! Give me all the pieces! Clean up the pieces! Tell her I'm in the bathroom!
All right, guys, so I just realized I do like pepperoni. I don't like pepperoncinis.
Those are two completely different fucking things.
And either way, I can always pick off the pepperoni if I don't want them.
But I thought you said you did like pepperoni.
Where's Junior?
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Being gay?
Oh, he must still be wearing the bracelet I made him.
Unless somebody broke that motherfucker.
What?
You know, broke that bitch in half, split it like the Red Sea.
Huh?
You know, in 2 million, 3 million, 4 million pieces.
What are you saying right now?
Don't listen to him. Junior's still wearing the bracelet.
Oh, good. Well, tell him I stopped by.
Well, don't you want some pizza? What the fuck? And what is this jelly? Does Hungry Howie's even sell jelly?
Okay, okay. Maybe I can put the bracelet back together. But how? Ooh, tape. I need a lot of tape.
Oh, God, this floor is so damn dirty. Oh, gotta clean it.
Ah, shit, baby! What are you doing?
Hey, watch what you're doing! I'm gonna mess up my vacuum!
You vacuumed up my bracelet!
Bracelet? What are you, gay?
What's wrong, Jimmy?
Sure, baby was vacuuming and he vacuumed up the pieces to the bracelet, so now it's gone forever.
Wow, what a hero.
Well, Penelope came looking for you, but then she left again. I think she was just making sure you were still wearing the bracelet.
Guys, what am I gonna do when Penelope sees I'm not wearing the bracelet? She's gonna leave me!
Well, the good news is you're not gay anymore, although you did just yell penis, penis, penis. But I'm not gonna count that because you're not gonna put your money where your mouth is.
Pretty sus, though, dude.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. What if I go buy a bracelet-making kit and I make a bracelet look just like the one she made me?
Oh, so gay.
Well, I do have a bracelet-making kit.
You do?
Yeah, and I'll let you use it, because us gays gotta stick together.
Okay, okay, I want to wait, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Dude, you have to wear a dress, though.
Yeah, gay boy.
Okay, guys, you know what? I will not make another bracelet. I'm done with the bracelets. I just have to think of another solution of why I'm not wearing the bracelet.
Okay.
I got an idea. What if I tell Penelope that the bracelet was so tight on my wrist that I lost circulation in my hand and I get my hand cut off? She'll think that her bracelet did that, so that's why I'm not wearing it.
You would rather lose your hand than have her break up with you?
Dude, she's not worth a hand. She's a 5, maybe a 5.5 at best. You can find another one of those behind the McDonald's cash register, dude.
Guys, listen. It's a perfect plan because, look, I could call her in here and then right before she gets in here, you cut off my hand, right, and you put it on ice and I tell her, oh, your bracelet did this to me. Don't ever make me a bracelet ever again. And then when she leaves, I get my hand put right back on. They sew it back on at the hospital.
And you're going to do that every time she comes over?
No. I only have to do it once because she's going to think her bracelet did that. And then I get my hand put back on and I say they saved my hand.
Okay.
All right. Penelope, get in here!
Okay, on my way!
All right, Cody, hurry up and cut my hand off.
Well, all I have is this butter knife.
Well, get the cutting!
Okay.
Ow, Ow, cut harder! Ow, cut harder!
Hey, Junior, you called?
Wait, why are you still in the house?
I couldn't figure out the doorknob.
How old are you, dude?
Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Junior, what happened to your hand?
That stupid gas fucking bracelet you made was cutting the circulation off my hand. They had to cut it off to save it.
Junior, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to make you one that fits you better?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I fucking want, right? Like, no one told me she could do that. No one told me she might say that.
Well, it was a stupid idea in the first place.
Oh, God.
Junior, do you want me to make you a new bracelet?
Imagine being gay and missing a hand.
No, I don't want another fucking goddamn bracelet. Why would I want another one to make me lose my fucking hand? I don't want to wear it. I didn't want to wear the last one. That's why I cut my hand off, so I didn't have to wear it.
Junior, why didn't you just say something?
I could have said something.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't have made you wear it.
Oh, fuck, Cody, get my hand out of the ice. Get my hand out of the ice, Cody, go! Go, too, God, can you call your dad? Call your dad, tell him to come put it back on.
Okay!
Oh, dude, I'm bored.
Oh, we haven't played board games in a while. I could go grab a few new ones.
Oh, my God, yeah, go pick some new board games. That'd be so fun!
Okay.
Let's go!
Okay, guys, our first game is Fainting Goats.
Why is this game called Fainting Goats?
Well, apparently you yell moo at the goats to make them faint.
You yell moo at a goat?
That's what the kid in the picture's doing.
Dude, goats don't moo, they go baa!
Yeah, you're right, but apparently whoever made this game thinks they say moo.
Well, even that goat has cow spots.
Yeah, you're right. I think they kind of wanted to make a game about cows.
Then why didn't they call it Fainting Cows and use cows?
I don't know. It's not like the animal matters.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they couldn't get the rights to use a cow.
They couldn't get the rights to cows? You don't have to get the rights to cows.
Well, maybe your mom didn't answer the phone.
Can we just focus on the game, please?
Okay, Cody, how do you play the game?
Okay, so first you have to draw a card, and that tells you what noise you gotta make. So I have to say blub blub to make the goats faint. What the fuck are we even doing here?
Come on, Cody, show us how to play.
Okay, so you press this button. Well, okay, first you have to turn it on.
You didn't turn it on!
It was on, I guess it just, whatever, okay? So you press this button, okay? And then this tells you how loud you have to say blub blub. So I have to say blub blub really fucking loud to make these goats faint.
Okay, do it.
We'll get to it. Blub blub!
See, I did it.
Whoa!
Dude.
Oh my God, you're really good at saying blah blah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna draw the next card. It's my turn. Okay, my sound is choo choo like a train. Oh, like Thomas, I'm so gonna do this.
Oh yeah, this is perfect for you, dude.
All right, Cody, how loud do I have to say choo choo?
Let's see.
Hopefully really loud. I can scream that shit.
That's pretty quiet, Junior.
What, trains aren't quiet?
Well, that's what you gotta do.
Okay, fine, I'll try.
Okay, you're ready.
Choo choo!
What the hell was that? Dude, quiet, you dumbass!
There's no such thing as a quiet train, Joseph!
Well, it said quiet, that's the game, idiot!
That was the quietest train I think I could ever have done!
What?!
No, you gotta get way quieter than that,
Joseph. Alright, Joseph, you fucking try everything
watch
you do.
Watch this, idiot! Choo choo! No. Come on!
Yeah, because there's no such thing as a quiet train as a trick car.
But it was quieter than yours!
Okay, your turn, Jeffy. Nope.
Yeah, see, there's no such thing as a quiet train, guys, I'm telling you.
Guys, watch, I can do this. Choo-choo.
Yeah. No way.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, what's this game?
No, this game is bullshit. There's no such thing as a quiet train, and there's just no way.
I definitely won the first time. I don't care.
Yeah, there's just
I
no...
Got it. I won.
No, you don't even know anything about trains, Cody. Okay, if you know everything about trains, then what year was Thomas Hankin invented?
1936.
Nope.
Wait, you know?
No, I don't either, but I just know that's not it.
Okay, fuck off! Okay, guys, so this next game is Moo Moo Achoo, an actual cow-based game.
Wait, why is this not called Moo Moo Go-Choo?
I don't
know. Because now it's a cow game, so it should be good. It's actually, hold on to my joke, it's not funny, let me start.
Okay.
It should be called Ba-Ba-Achoo. Because the last one was fainting goats, and it said moo, so this should make goat sounds, and then not moo.
You're right, it should. That, yeah. I'm gonna read the instructions now. So what you wanna do is draw a card, and if you wanna get as many clovers as possible, but when you get a dandelion, you have to press the button on top of her head, and if she sighs, you get to keep the card, and if she does a little sneeze, you have to get rid of the card, and if she farts, uh-oh, Moo Moo sneezed so hard she tooted. So then you gotta take the poop token, I'm assuming this is the poop token, and then if you end the game with the poop token, you lose 2 clover points. And the game is over when she does a big sneeze.
Ooh, got a big ass nose.
Yeah.
She does. I mean, is this sculpted off your mom, Cody?
No, okay. let's just start again.
Yeah. Alright, so let's how do we play?
I gotta turn on Moo Moo, hold on.
You know how to turn on your mom?
Okay.
You finger her butt.
God damn it, Junior.
Recap, Mom.
Play with her udders.
Okay.
Her big, long nipples.
The instructions say whoever saw a cow most recently starts.
Well,
so yeah, you just got back from your house. Okay, well, I guess I'll go first then. Fuck you guys.
She was at her house. Okay.
I got 2 Glover points, but I gotta press the button. Okay.
When's she gonna shit her pants?
not yet. Okay, I get to keep this card though, so somebody else go.
Okay, so now what?
I'm gonna go.
What do you got?
I got a clover and a thing.
You gotta press it. Hold on, I got it. You get to keep it.
Darn, I wonder shit.
What did that happen?
She was threatening to sneeze, but she didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right, Joseph, you draw.
I got you. Okay. So
what is it saying?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
All right, she's just singing it. Yeah.
Tell your mom to hush, Cody. We're in the middle of the game.
All right, press the button.
Press the button. No sneeze.
Oh, she's shit! She fucking shit! Oh, I think she's shit!
She needs some Moomoo Metamucil.
Joseph, you get a shit card.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Cody's mom's showing your face.
Be dookie.
Freaky mom.
Okay,
your turn, Junior.
Can you someone draw the card for me? Okay. Why did she do that?
Oh. She said, ew.
You don't have to press the button.
Why?
Because you didn't get one of those.
You didn't get a dandelion.
Alright, well, that's fucking gay.
Well, that's what? The rule, I'm sorry.
Alright, well, let me see if I get to press the button.
It's my turn.
Yes!
I kind of knew she was going to sneeze because the song started.
Yeah, but nothing came out. But
yeah, it's, I think you have...
She's congested.
Alright, Joseph, your turn. Your turn, Joseph.
Alright.
I want her to diarrhea.
You don't have to press it either.
What is this game?
I'm sorry, this is how it works.
Alright, my turn.
Okay, I feel like I should have gotten a turn by now, but...
Oh, press the button,
Got it. No, what?
Just a little bit of snot came out.
I guess that was a sneeze. Okay.
All right. Whose turn is it?
Well, mine. Okay.
Wait, you get to press it 3 times.
No, I only have to press it once because I got 1 dandelion.
Oh. Okay, press it.
Oh, she's shit! You made her shit! You made your mom shit!
I didn't make it. It's not my mom!
Yes, she is.
I need the poop card.
Oh, there you go, shitty boy.
When did it spit out bubbles?
I'm gonna go again.
Okay. Nope, nothing.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Does she ever?
Maybe she's all out of shit.
Does she ever blow bubbles? She shit more than bubbles came out.
That's somebody's card. I'm gonna press it again. I saw 1 bubble.
I don't know if the game's over or not.
I feel like I saw 1 bubble. I think it's over.
Did you set the game up right, Cody?
I think I did. I poured the Moo Moo juice into her butt.
What?
Fuck yeah.
The Moo Moo juice.
Your mom is going wild.
Okay, I'm done playing this. It's not my mom, okay? What, it's not my fucking mom. I don't want to play anymore if you guys are going to say it's my mom.
You brought her here.
Okay, who's picking out these lame-ass games?
I just go and I go to the store and I find...
Guys, I could make a better game than these board games we play.
No way you can.
No, these fucking companies can't tell there's a cow and a goat, and then whenever they do make a cow, they make it shit, and there's no bubbles. I've not seen a single bubble come out of her nose.
I think I saw 1.
She's congested.
You know, I need some Moo Moo juice so I can stick it in her pooper.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna go make my. You know what? I'm gonna write a letter. Shut the. Keep telling her to shut up.
I'll turn her off. Yep. Okay, what were you saying?
Okay. I'm gonna go write a letter to the board game company.
Okay.
Actually, no, you know what? Fuck that. I think we all should make our own board games, and whoever makes the best board game, we can send it in, and if they accept our ideas, then we make better board games than they do.
Oh, yeah, I can make the best board game.
Okay, let's do that.
Watch this.
Guys, get in here! Come see the board game I invented!
Junior, this is Connect 4.
Yeah, we played this game before, dude.
No, this is better than Connect 4. This is Connect 2.
What?
That's a short-ass game, dude.
No, no, guys, it's better because Connect 4 takes a long time, but Connect 2 is for people who don't have a lot of time. Look, I'll show you. All right, Cody, you go.
Okay.
Oh, you are so screwed.
I win.
But, Junior, this is stupid.
Wait, why?
Well, because whoever goes first always wins.
Yeah, it's unblockable, dude. You can't beat that.
Oh, you guys are just sore losers because I'm good at the game. I'm the best guy at Connect 2.
You can't be the best because you're always going to win if you go first.
All right, listen, the people who buy the game won't know that if they go first, they win.
And then when they find out, they're going to stop playing because they don't want to lose.
Not the person who goes first. He's always going
to
want
to
play.
Yeah, and then no one's going to want to play with him.
Okay, what if they flip a coin to see who gets to go first?
Well, then you might as well stop with the coin toss because whoever wins that wins the whole game.
Okay, well, how about this? We'll use this number cube instead of a coin.
It's not a number cube, it's dice.
Well, listen, if I roll 1 through 3, I go first. If you roll 4 through 6, you go first.
That's the same as flipping a coin.
It's not the same as flipping a coin. A coin has 2 sides, a cube has 6 sides.
But if you divide the numbers in half, it's the same as a coin.
There's no half of 6.
3 is half of 6.
Okay, if you have a sandwich, you cut the sandwich in half. That's like a coin, right? Because it's 2 sides. There's 2 pieces of sandwich, right? Okay. So you get a piece, I get a piece. But if we cut a sandwich into 6 pieces, 6 people get a sandwich.
And if we both have 3, then we're both having half.
Well, I won't need 3 pieces of a sandwich because I'm not that hungry.
Junior, your game is stupid.
Okay, listen. Okay, you know what? Let's roll 2 dice, right? Okay, if I roll the 2 dice and I get 1 through 6, I go first. If you roll the 2 dice and you get 6 through 12, you go first.
Junior, it's still half.
Okay, how the fuck is it? That's 12 sides.
But Junior, it doesn't matter.
Okay, how about this? You grab a cube, all for yourself, right? And I grab one.
I said it's dice.
Okay, and I'll, whoever rolls the highest number gets to go first.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
I go first.
Ooh,
oh,
you got your ass on that one.
No, okay.
Best 2 out of 3. How about, no, new rule. Best 2 out of 3 on the dice roll.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a tie. Okay. That means it's jiggle weather.
What the fuck does that mean? What? Is that a term you made up for your game?
It's jiggle weather. That means...
What's that have to do with the game? I'm lost.
Please explain what the fuck jiggle weather is.
And where do we use this in this game?
Okay, so jiggle weather is... you mix all the pieces together, and then I go first.
Okay, well, fuck you.
Yeah, this is rigged.
Your game sucks.
I mean, did you make a better game, Cody?
I actually did, yes. Okay, guys, my game is called Twist'em.
Like the game Twister?
What's that?
The game where you spin and you put your hand on green.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of what you do, but I don't know what you're talking about. You spin this little spinner right here, and then whatever body part it lands on, that's the color you put it on. So let's see. So now, I gotta put my wiener on blue. There you go. Go ahead and spin, Junior.
Okay.
Now you gotta put your face on blue.
Whoa.
I have a preference of which one you pick.
Okay, I'm not playing this game, Cody.
Oh, come on, Joseph, come on, your turn.
No, I'm not playing this gay-ass game, dude, okay. I'll pass.
Okay, fine, I'll spin for Ken. Let's see, oh, you gotta put your abs on green, Ken. There you go.
Okay.
You sure you guys don't want to play?
He's clinking, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna re-spin.
Oh, you gotta put your wiener on blue. We could touch tips.
Jesus.
I'm not doing this. This game, I'm spinning one more time.
Oh, gotta put your face on yellow. Go for it, Junior.
Pretty close to his
put your face on yellow.
Okay, no, I'm spinning one last time because I don't want any of these.
Gotta put your ass on green.
Okay, I can do that one.
Joseph?
No.
Okay, Ken's turn. Up, oh, you gotta put a wiener on yellow. Scoot that wiener right over.
All right, Cody, you do.
Okay. See, I gotta put my wiener on red.
Y'all are just wiener hopping, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's what the game's all about.
Okay, well, I don't think this game is good. I think the game is bad. We're not sending this into a game company because they're not gonna pick it.
Well, it's not like you guys have better games.
They're gonna pick Connect 2 over this.
No, they're not.
I have a pretty good game myself. Watch this.
All right, y'all ready to play some Sploot?
Sploot?
Yeah, I play this game all the time. It's very simple. All you need is some popsicle sticks, string, a cup full of ping pong balls, and let me use your dice. So you roll the dice. And whatever it lands on, that's how many popsicle sticks you pick up. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Green equals 1, blue equals 2, yellow equals 3, red equals 4, I think, orange equals 5, and I think that's all the colors.
So if you roll a 6, what happens?
Oh, you lose automatically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the numbers mean?
Oh, that's how many balls you have to pick up in the cup. You can't let the balls fall, or you gotta tie your hands up and go in the corner like a bad boy.
Okay.
This sounds really hard.
Oh, it's not that hard. Watch this. Lucky dice. Oh, 3! Okay! Got a blue one! Oh. Damn. Oh, I gotta tie my hands up. I'm such a bad guy.
I don't want to play this.
You don't like my game?
It seems really difficult.
It's not that difficult. I just don't want to put my ass on your Twister board. That was a loser game.
Oh, come on. That was great.
Hold on, guys. Jeffy's calling for us. Let's go downstairs and see if he created a game. So Jeffy, what's the game made?
Whoa!
My game is Jeffyopoly.
Whoa, you made this yourself?
Yep, I drew the pictures all by myself.
I find that very hard to believe. I think a factory in China may have been involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so like, is this based off the game that McDonald's used to have on their cups?
What?
Is this the game that McDonald's used to like have on their cups?
You mean Monopoly?
Yeah.
But, I mean, McDonald's didn't invent Monopoly.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They invented cheeseburgers.
They didn't invent cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, so how do you play this game? It's like just like regular McDonald's Monopoly?
Well, it's like regular Monopoly, and I even got you guys these pieces too. So right there is Cody's glasses, there's my helmet, Junior, there's your bib, and then Joseph, there's your basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have our own pieces, that's so cool.
Yep, and since it's my game, I automatically get to start with five properties. Read it and queef. I have the classroom, I have my bicycle, I have the SML store, I have Goodman's Bank, and now I have my skateboard, because you can't keep me off that bitch.
Oh, yeah, you're always riding that thing.
You're always riding a skateboard.
Yep, so since it's also my game, I get to go first, too. So, let's see. All right, I got 11. I'll move my piece. 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Summer school. I want to buy it.
Okay, here's your summer school property. That's way more than what it was.
I got it like that, bitch.
Okay, well, it is your game.
All right, my turn. I'm going to roll. Ooh, I got a 6. Okay.
You're not counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got it.
That is Jeffy's pool.
Nope.
I want to buy it.
Do you want piss in it or not?
All right, I just bought Jeffy's pool.
Oh, watch this turn, dude. Oh, 4? That's pussy. 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that? School supplies? I don't care about school, dude.
You have to pay $200.
Oh, bro, it's a conspiracy.
All right, Cody, your turn.
Okay. That's, yeah, that's 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7. So could you move me 7, please? I can't reach it.
No. If I have to touch your piece and you lose a turn, it's automatically my turn again.
Okay. Dang. Well, that's your game.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to touch your piece, then...
I can't. It's way over there.
All right. 10.
That's doubles. Why don't you go to jail?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Red couch. I want it.
Here's your red couch.
Bread factory, bitch.
I think I'm winning.
So is it my turn again?
Yes.
Where is the dice? Okay.
That was not a good roll.
I got a 7.
Yeah,
shouldn't count as a roll.
And you moved Cody's glasses.
What?
Are you going to jail, buddy?
Just pick it up.
I land on clown school. I want to buy it.
Here you go.
All right, Cody, can you grab the money from me?
It's way over there. Again, I can't reach it.
Then I'll just pay later. Oh, okay. Like a credit card.
My roll. Ooh, what's that? 8? Okay, that's way better than 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Foot long bangers. Sign me up, please.
Okay, let me find that.
Yeah, find it, Cody.
That's, hold on. Yeah, a lot of properties are not very, organized. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Bangers.
Yeah, pay for it, doesn't it?
Oh, I gotta pay for real?
Yeah, it's kind of how the game works. A lot of money involved.
A big time, man. 500.
Okay, that's again not what it costs. I think I am winning. I don't know why everybody's paying me.
You should give him change.
Yeah, asshole.
Look at all the money you have, banker.
There's so much. I don't.
Cody, do your turn.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll pay later. Okay, fine. That's again, I can't reach it.
All right, you know your turn.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want Goodman E. Cheese.
Okay. That's,
And I'll provide the cheddar.
There you go.
Actually, no, I don't feel like paying for this one, so I think I'm going to keep it.
That's fine. I have enough money.
And it's also his game. He can make
money. Yeah,
he
can.
That's true. It's got his name on it.
All right. Give me that. That's 6. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's 2 threes. That makes 6.
That boy, genius.
3 is half of 6.
Okay, I see where you're going. Mm-hmm. You're being a smart ass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Which one's that one?
That's military school.
Ooh, I want to buy it.
That's right here. There you go.
All right, how much was that one?
That one was it's $200.
Okay.
Good enough. All right.
Got it.
I can't grab
my roll. That's okay. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever paid for anything. So.
I got it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The classroom?
No, it's military.
You owe me a shit. You owe me all your
money. No! It's not how we play!
I like this game. I just won.
No, not really, because I think any, meeny, miny, I win. So everyone give me all your shit.
That person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, peanuts? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Wait, how about some peanuts?
Ugh! That boy's savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. And Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Oh my god, the teacher's having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
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 Nurse! Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo-hoo!
Yes, the nurse! Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my god, who put a peanut on his sandwich? Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Someone call the cops!
Somebody call the cops?
That's my dad!
Alright, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me!
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on!
Order, 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 order! I am the Honorable Judge Boober. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew? True, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew. Choo-choo! Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct. He tried to kill me.
I didn't try to kill him. It was someone else.
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it.
It wasn't me.
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense. She got me on the counter. It wasn't me. Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by electric chair tonight. Bye. See you later.
Electric chair?
Come on, dead boy, or soon to be dead boy. Get in there, you.
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So we'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell. We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell because death row inmates are never going home because they're going to die. I'll get it.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, guys.
Aw, dude, I heard you're dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just have that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Junior's not dying tonight because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to gloat, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going
to
buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, I gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, french fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
A bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench and kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Oh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus,
yeah. I want to eat that. I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, yeah. Get a cow from India, the most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that. I want that how you make the meat from the Big Macs. I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, okay, got it. 2 month old expired ravioli.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
I still want it.
Okay, you got it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's, get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
Only the crust. I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience, but I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What, you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle leg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also, this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story. So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom. But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses, and the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset, they were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel, and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, and I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this cow to the vet, because I think he has mad cow disease. But really, I just took it out back, and I shot it, and I butchered it for the meat, and then I came out with two Big Macs. So from
from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA, and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas, and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru, and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted, and they gave it to me, and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine, too, and it's open on Sundays, because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then, from there, I hopped on a rocket, and I went back to my house, and then I went into my pantry, and it turns out I actually already had a 2-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli, and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those.
So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus, I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it, you pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me. There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food, and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it, I knew you were going to do this. I was halfway up Mount Everest, and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. But you know what, I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Actually, I do want to eat.
Okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go.
All right, Simmons, let him fry.
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait. He didn't do it. I have proof.
Show me.
Look right there. It's his other kid named Bully. He threw the peanut.
Oh, man, that's lame. I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
All right.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me.
Yeah, no problem.
Order. Bully. It turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your teacher's sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Ross, today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody wanted to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes.
Yeah, you flippin' nerd.
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody, you frickin' fricker. I want to frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry.
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You think my nigga Rich Rich? What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say, "I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon."
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you, because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you. It's like an investment. Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Ah, Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln?
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we just guess it now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you going to do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch, and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know. This doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says, I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating, because it's, you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong. She really was into me. She saw my wiener imprint in my pants, and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal. Mm-hmm.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh!
Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass, busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Aw, oh, dude, I know the perfect guy! My homeboy, Stanley! Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player-made-ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Because he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm going to get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat, so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just going to be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy. Man, he stay on the prowl. He can't be stopped.
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Himothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me. So I want you to go up to her and ask for her number. And if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm going to call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend, Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I got to go use the bathroom. I'm going to leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So how's it going?
Good, just hanging out.
All right, I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15, you should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Oh, weirdo.
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was going to ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now.
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek. I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend. He should know I'm your girlfriend.
If a guy asked for your number, you're supposed to say, no, I have a boyfriend. Go away.
You and invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it. Guys, did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulled hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on them.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because
Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girl.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answers that question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money, so we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning, and then boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's gonna leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes, I want her to cheat, because I can't afford that necklace! So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich!
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman. She loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 if you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this. I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. All right, check your phone.
Okay, well, you just Apple paid me $5.
Oh, shit, I mean, my favorite number's 5,000, that's what I meant.
Too late.
Oh, God damn it, I didn't know money was involved, fuck!
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not gonna just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants, so I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she'll cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's going to beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call Penelope over. I'm going to leave her alone on the couch. And you're going to walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
All right. Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch. And you take this. All right, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom. My stomach hurts.
Again?
Hey.
Hi.
I got you this necklace from Harry Poupon.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Oh my God, thank you so much. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, you want to make out?
No.
You don't want to tongue my hairy mustache?
Ew, no. Go away.
Ugh, fine, poor.
Creep.
Okay, Penelope, I'm back. Wait a minute. Where'd you get that necklace from?
Oh my God, Junior. This weird kid with a mustache gave me this Harry Poupon necklace. And then he asked to make out with me and I told him to leave.
You accepted a necklace from another man? We're breaking up.
No, Junior. This is great because now you don't have to give me this necklace anymore.
But I got you that necklace.
No, you didn't, Junior. That creepy kid did.
No, I did. Cody, get in here.
Yeah, Junior, I was going to warn you. If you're going to get her the necklace, you should just give it to her yourself. Now she thinks another guy gave it to her.
Well, tell her I got it for her.
Yeah, Penelope, he bought you that necklace for the other kid to give you. This was just another test to see if you'd cheat.
What?
Well, I think you're going to cheat on me, so I hired two guys to see if you'd cheat on me, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't, so now what?
Well, now you have the Harry Poupon necklace.
Oh, my God, really, Junior? Thank you so much. I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to break up with you.
So does that mean I own her now?
No, Junior.
Oh, man, my dad sounds pissed. Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is my dad not to beat my ass.
Junior! You ran a TARDIS on my credit card! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass!
No, someone save me! Santa Claus! I asked Santa Claus, the only thing I wanted for Christmas was for you not to beat my ass.
Oh, man, I guess I can't do it now.
But I can. $3,000 on a necklace. I'm gonna beat your ass red like my rosy cheeks!
Ah!
Beat his ass, Santa! Beat his...
Yeah, I can't wait to relax and watch a movie with you.
Hey, Danny, where are the straws?
Jeffy, don't bring a drink in here. You're gonna spill it.
I don't want to.
You're gonna spill it.
Okay, fine.
What? Jeffy, why'd you spill it?
Because you told me to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you were gonna spill it. And I said, I don't want to. And you said, you are going to. So then I spilled it. I was only doing what I was told.
Marvin, calm down. Breathe.
You know what? Jeffy, you want to play hide and seek?
Hide and seek?
Yeah, let's go play hide and seek, buddy. Okay, Jeffy, so we're going to play hide and seek, and you're going to be the counter, and me and Mommy are going to go hide. So stand in the corner and count to 10.
10? That's too hard!
Then count to 5.
That's still too hard!
Use your fingers.
I only have 4.
Then count to 4.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so stay in the corner and count, and me and Mommy are going to go hide. And when you get to 4, come looking for us. But do not go check the room with the red couch. That room is off limits. We are not going to hide in the room with the red couch, okay?
Okay. 1, 7, 9, 4.
door! Alright, I'm coming to look for you!
Ooh, I'm so bad.
What did you do?
I told Jeffy we're playing hide and seek, but we're not playing hide and seek. He's looking for us, and I told him that this room was off limits, so we can sit here and watch a movie, and he's not gonna bother us.
Marvin, that's mean!
No, it's smart, because now we can watch a movie, and he's gonna be looking for hours, and then he might get bored and fall asleep. So let's just watch our movie.
Where could they be? I bet they're behind the curtains! No, I bet they're behind the pillows! No, not that one, or that one! What about underneath the cushion? What about this cushion? No, where could they be?
Marvin, I can hear Jeffy looking around for us out there. It's so sad.
Just focus on the movie.
But Marvin, I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Feel bad that he poured water all over the couch. I had to wipe that up.
Oh, man. I've looked everywhere and I can't find him. I guess I'm gonna lose hide and seek.
I think I hear them! They must be in the wall! The perfect hiding spot! I'm gonna find you! I think I see him in there!
What's that noise?
It sounds like he's breaking something!
Jeffy! I'm coming, Daddy!
Jeffy! What the fuck are you doing?
All right, Daddy, you give up?
Who give up? Why are you sawing a hole in the wall?
Because you and Mommy were hiding in the wall!
No, we weren't!
Then where were you hiding?
In the room with the red couch!
You said that room was off limits, or you cheated!
That doesn't mean you saw a hole in the goddamn wall, you idiot!
Stop hitting me!
I'm not hitting you!
Yes, you are! You're hitting me with your words and it hurts!
Jeffy, get your ass in that room right now!
Is Mommy still in the wall?
No! No one was ever in the wall!
So then why am I doing this?
Because you're a shithead!
That's fair. I am a shithead.
Come on, Jeffy!
Marvin, what was all that yelling? What did you do?
What did I do? No, Jeffy, tell him what you did.
Happily, Mommy, Daddy lied to me because he told me that we were going to be playing hide and seek and that this room was off limits. So I started looking around the entire house except for this room because this room was supposed to be off limits. Right, Daddy?
Yes.
Exactly. So then I hear voices, and not the voices that are in my head, but your voices, and it sounds like they're coming from the wall. So then I take a crowbar to that hoe, and then I start taking a saw and sawing the wall to help you guys get out. So if you're wondering why I did this shithead behavior, it's because Daddy lied to me.
Marvin, it does sound like it was kind of your fault.
How?
Because you lied.
I just wanted to watch a movie with you, and it doesn't mean that Jeffy should have sawed a hole in the wall.
I thought you were in the wall.
How would I have gotten in there?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
You know what? I'm going to call a doctor to find out what's wrong with your stupid head. Maybe there's some medicine that'll make you think straight. And then I'll also call someone to patch that hole in the wall.
Hey there. Somebody called Dr. Handyman? See, I'm a doctor and a handyman.
Well, Dr. Handyman, my son hit a hole in the wall with a crowbar.
Sounds like shithead behavior.
Indeed.
So I need you to fix the hole in the wall and then fix my son's brain.
Well, one of those things is much easier to fix than the other one.
Well, can you start with his brain?
That was the harder of the two.
Well, can you do anything to his brain to make him not act like that anymore?
Well, maybe you should consider that maybe he's just like this and you should learn to accept him.
I do not want to accept him. Can you do something to fix his brain, you know?
Well, since you asked twice, I do have this mind control helmet I stole from Area 51.
How'd you get to Area 51?
Well, they used to do tours back before COVID. COVID ruined everything. But while I was there, I stole this. So you put it on somebody's head and they'll do anything you tell them to do. And I mean anything. I mean, I've done unspeakable things with this helmet. I mean, things that would put me away for a long time.
So if I put this on Jeffy's head, he'll do anything I want?
Yeah, he will.
All right, Jeffy, put this on.
What if not have to?
Put it on! Okay, Jeffy has his helmet on. Now what?
Well, you just take this remote and you hold the button down and tell him what you want him to do and he'll do it.
Okay, Jeffy, say please.
Please.
Jeffy, say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, it works!
You guys are using it for lame stuff. I thought this would be more fun.
We just want Jeffy to behave and say his manners.
Well, but he'll do anything you tell him to do. Anything!
Oh, okay. Jeffy, tell me about some bad stuff that you've done that I don't know about.
Every time I hear the washing machine finish, I go downstairs and open the door and pee on all the wet clothes. So you think that the clothes are wet from the water, but it's really wet from my pee.
That's why my clothes are like dry piss!
Oh my god, it does!
Ew!
Sometimes I take your toothbrush and put a little bit of toothpaste on it and brush underneath my toenails and my gooch.
What's a gooch?
It's the spot between your balls and your butthole.
Ew, Jeffy!
Every Thursday night I go outside and find a stray cat and I bring it inside and rub its ass all over your pillow.
That's why it feels like shit! Oh, okay, you know, I don't want to hear anymore, Jeffy. How about you go take a shower and go to bed?
Okay, I will take a shower and go to bed.
Oh my god.
I still think you guys are using this for lame stuff. I have fun when I do it.
Thank you guys for playing Ms. Monopoly with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm having so much fun playing the girl version of Monopoly.
But, Junior, each space represents something a woman invented.
Oh, yeah, like the dishwasher, because women were tired of doing it by hand. And also the retractable dog leash, because women aren't strong enough to pull a real leash.
Well, Junior, they also invented Wi-Fi.
Thank you, Cody.
Whatever, I'm just glad you let me use the Amelia Earhart piece. Hold on, I gotta make it more accurate. Go find her. She's missing. And where's the space where you drop out of college and start OnlyFans?
Hey, guys! Old Moon!
Oh, hey, Jeffy. What's up with the helmet?
Well, my daddy put it on my head because he thinks it controls my brain.
Does it?
No, but I made him think it does, so I screwed around with him for a little bit, and then I got bored and came in here.
What was the last thing he asked you to do?
Well, he told me to take a shower and go to bed.
Ooh, you should pretend the water from the shower shorted at the helmet and electrocuted you. You should pretend you died.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Can we play a different game?
Aww. 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
gotcha, bitch.
Oh, okay, I'll give up.
I win. I am the thumb wrestling champion. All right, you're next. Whip out your thumb.
No, I'm going to go check on Jeffy, make sure he's okay.
You don't have to check on him. The helmet will make sure he does what you told him.
I'm going to go check on Jeffy.
Your thumb is scared. You're scared of my powerful thumb.
Jeffy, are you okay?
Oh no, the water probably short-circuited the helmet and fried his brain.
Oh my god, is he dead?
I don't know, but he could be brain dead.
What do we do?
There's only one thing we can do. Thumb wrestle!
What? No!
Thumb wrestle me, pussy!
No, save Jeffy!
Thumb wrestle me and I'll save him.
Okay, fine. Ow! Okay, you win.
Yes, I am undefeated. I have conquered every thumb that has crossed my path.
Well, help Jeffy.
Okay, let me see. Well, he has a pulse, so he's not dead, but he could still be brain dead.
Well, how do you fix brain dead?
Well, there's not much, but there is one thing. In medical school, I learned this sick-ass, nasty, trap hip-hop song that could wake up anybody.
But no way.
Oh, it's so hip, and it's so hop.
There's no way it's that funky fresh.
Oh, yeah? DJ, spin that shit.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Get the fuck up off the couch. Time to get your body moving. Don't just sit there and lay and slouch. Yeah, your brain might be gravy, not coming back like it's Brady. But once you hear this sick ass rap, your brain will be fixed. Well, maybe.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said.
Just wake up that damn brain. Listen to this rap that goes insane. Your brain's all twisted like a hurricane. Get that shit moving like a damn train. When you wake up, we'll pop champagne. Get some strippers and make it rain. Dropping these bars like Lil Wayne. The song that's hitting like cocaine.
Mic drop on your bitch ass. Shit.
Really? Jeffy? What's up, Daddy?
Oh, your song worked!
I told you it would!
No, actually, the song didn't do anything. This helmet doesn't work.
Wait, you're telling me that mind control helmet doesn't actually work?
No.
Well, that means all the people that sucked me off actually just wanted to. Wow, I feel a lot better about myself. I thought I was a monster.
Wait. So you're saying that mind control helmet doesn't work? No, I was faking it the whole time. Wait, so you were... But we asked you to do stuff and you did it. Yeah, I was just playing along. What the? So then what do we do now?
Oh, I'll tell you what we do now. We thumb wrestle!
Alright.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. Ow, okay, you win!
Yay, I win!
Damn it, I'm no longer undefeated.
Okay, how about we get something productive done today and you go fix that drywall?
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, Jeffy.
Damn, Jeffy, that's a big ass hole. And this hole in the wall's pretty big, too. It's gonna be hard to fix. But luckily, in handyman school, I learned a sick ass rap about fixing drywall. So, DJ, spin that shit!
Hey guys, what you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How's he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me Happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on! Jimmy, are you gonna wish me Happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot!
We did not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm gonna make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm gonna start with marshmallows. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I gotta put it in the microwave. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done. All right, it's done. And I wrote wow on it because wow, that's a yummy cake. All right, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow.
Glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you, marshmallows, macaroni, syrup, yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay. Nom, nom, nom. Delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're going to eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not going to actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin, no! That's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jimmy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room!
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake!
Baby, he didn't mean it. He was... Blumpkin maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy! She's not even my real mommy! I'm gonna jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake! See you later, crappy mommy!
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead, and you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy, Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Who's doing this to me? Jeffy! Jenny! Oh, my God! He escaped! Well, not escaped. He ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window.
Oh, no, Marvin. Where would he go?
I don't know.
Marvin, we have to call the cops. It's not safe for him out there.
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old. He wears a diaper on the outside of his pants. He has a helmet on his head and a pencil in his nose.
You're right. He might think a stop sign's a giant popsicle. We have to call the cops.
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get
get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky!
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has a strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil in his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on. I gotta do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head, he has a pencil in his nose, he wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans, he has his name on his shirt, which is yellow, he has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Please!
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please!
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am. What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a blumpkin.
Ew!
It's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But, Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look. It just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh.
You almost got it.
Whoa.
Oh, still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin. Yeah. Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
There you go. You got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
No, well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing no. No juggling. No juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I wanna make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Ah, somebody help me!
Don't wanna answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right on.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy, wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had no weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
Jeffy, I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day. So tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see that shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Sell to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell?
Beep, 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 beep.
Jonathan! Damn it, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, nudie mags. I can get a lot of money for that.
Thanks, Jonathan!
Yuki, I thought you left! Don't ever leave me! You know Daddy takes really good care of you! I'll give those assholes a rest. I just read one of my nudie mags. So, which magazine should I look at today? Where's my magazines? They were just right here! Yuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me! Oh, Mom!
Yard sale! Everything's for sale!
Aw, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here. Like this! Oh, they have a comb! I always wanted a comb!
Joseph, you can't use a comb, you're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look, cleaning supplies!
Of course you want cleaning supplies, you're a woman, it's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior!
Bro, check this out! They have nudie mags!
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot!
Junior, stop looking at that!
What are these?
It's Playboy, you never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude, they're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits!
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm gonna get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold! But be careful. You might cut your hand on it, and some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro. All
right, well, then fuck you.
Oh, Mom, have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You know that. And I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are gonna be limited edition.
Well, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazines.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the...
No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the holy grail of naked magazines.
Dude, no way. You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
Oh, this is a Hooters edition? Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, I'm keeping this one. Damn!
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 Damn! Chef Pee-Pee's coming! Hide him!
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No!
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run up their pockets. Where my shit at? Run the pockets, fool!
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Pee-Pee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought... this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was
told. You don't need a damn blanket. Damn. Where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No.
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! Damn. That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Pee-Pee took the best one!
Don't worry, Joseph, there's probably better ones.
This one's lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies. Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so, that's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one!
No, that's my girlfriend, I want to see her.
Oh, no, Junior. Check this one out.
Oh, my, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior. Check it out.
Who is he? Oh, my.
my God.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn! She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, look, take this one down. That one's mine. I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one can I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No. The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Aw, oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now? Excuse me, ma'am. Whose ass is this pickle bit in? Whose ass do you want it to be in? Simmons? That's right, ma'am. I came by to see if you're operating with a business license, because if not, I'm going to have to shut you down. Oh, no, Mr. Ossifer. I don't have no biscuit license. I guess you're going to have to take me in the back of your cop car and bend me the hell over. Oh, right away, ma'am.
Oh, Joseph, these are the hottest magazines I've ever seen.
I know, dude. They're so hot.
How much do you think these girls got paid to do this?
Oh, dude, not enough. Not enough.
There's someone at the door. Come on, let's answer it. Let's
answer. Hurry, dude.
Hello?
Hey, you wouldn't have happened to have bought any nudie mags for your show, did you?
No.
Never. What's a nudie mag?
Yeah, we're not even old enough to look at those.
Wait, dude, why are your eyes dilated?
We were playing I Spy in the dark.
Wait, let me feel your hands. Sticky! Where are my nudie mags?
Hey!
My magazines! Oh, I miss you so much, my babies! Oh, Mariah! Stephanie, you didn't take your undies off for them, did you?
Hey, these are our magazines now. We paid $14 for them.
Yeah, we paid fair and square. They're ours.
Bullshit! These are worth at least $400. Well, $200 since they're heavily used.
All right, listen. I'm at least going to keep this one. She's hot.
Caprice, my baby.
What about this one? She has big boobs.